One of my favorite Christmas children's stories is written by Dr. Seuss, and it goes like this. Every who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot, but the Grinch who lived just north of Whoville did not. The Grinch hated Christmas the whole Christmas season. Now please don't ask why, no one quite knows the reason. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. It could be perhaps that his shoes were too tight. But I think that the most likeliest reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. The heart. Place your palm on the left side of your chest, and you can feel your heart pumping. But your heart is not just an important organ that pumps blood throughout the body. It also feels all kinds of emotions. For example, excitement. Please raise your hand if you're excited about opening gifts at Christmas. Yes, I should see a number of hands going up. Yes. Raise your hand if you feel happy, even just thinking about family and friends you're going to see and the scrumptious food you're going to get to eat. Yes. Now, confession time. Raise your hand if you're just a wee bit tired because things have been so busy trying to get ready for the holidays. Yeah, probably if you're older than 30. Now, raise your hand or nod your head if you're feeling a little bit sad because you won't see your friends from school over the winter break. Yeah, some of you, yep. Yeah. And raise your hand or nod your head if part of you feels a little blue because someone you love is not around this Christmas. The heart can feel so many emotions, but it is also a place where we hold our secret hopes and wishes, our dreams and our desires and longings. The heart is also the place from which we act with happiness and joy or anger and resentment or sadness and grief or other reasons. But she will bear a son. And you are to name him Jesus, for he has come to save his people from their sins. There once was a man named Robert who loved thrills, the scarier the better. In fact, one of his biggest thrills was cheating death and having an audience to watch him cheat death. He was a daredevil. Robert liked feeling good and looked for things and people that would make him feel good. And he was able to make money, lots and lots of money, and spend lots and lots of money. At his most successful, Robert owned not one, but two jets. And just to operate one jet alone cost several $1,000s. Just one jet, never mind purchasing it. That's just like having it in the air for an hour. One day, Robert ordered that both his jets be flown at the exact same time. Why? Well, he wanted to sit inside of one of his jets, sipping champagne, looking outside the window in order to see his other jet flying right beside him with his name boldly displayed on the tail of the jet. Robert only really cared about himself, about what he wanted, about what made him feel good. He did not have time for God. He did not even think about God. But then something extraordinary happened. God spoke to Robert inside his being. Not out loud, somewhere deep inside. And he sensed God saying, "Robert, I've rescued you more times than you'll ever know. Now I want you to come to me through my son, Jesus. Robert was shocked. Why was God speaking to him out of the blue? And who is this Jesus really? His name is called Emmanuel. God with us, revealed in us. His name is called Emmanuel. But back in Whoville, the Grinch had been busy, slithering and slunking. With a smile most unpleasant, the Grinch went around stealing every present. It was a quarter past dawn, all the Who's still abed, all the Who's still a snooze, when he packed up the sled. Packed it up with their presents, the ribbons, the wrapping, the tags, and the tinsel, the trimmings, the trappings. 3,000 feet up the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode with his load to the tip-top to dump it. Poo-poo to the Who's, he was grinchously humming. They're finding out now that Christmas is not coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two. Then the Who's down in Whoville will all cry, boo-hoo. That's a noise, grinned the Grinch, that I simply must hear. So he paused and the Grinch put his hand to his ear. And he did hear a sound raising over the snow. It started in low. It started to grow. But the sound wasn't sad. Why, the sound sounded merry. It couldn't be so, but it was very merry. He stared down at Whoville. The Grinch popped his eyes. Then he shook when what he saw was a shocking surprise. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. And he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus, who was born to save us from feelings that sometimes feel like they are eating us up alive. Jesus, who came to save us from wishes and desires and longings that only make us feel sad or like there's never enough. Jesus, who came to save us from hearts two sizes too small. And Robert at first wasn't sure who this Jesus was. So he asked a friend, and his friend suggested a book. And through a book called The Case for Christ, I think this is such an awesome book because it was written by atheists who became a Christian. So The Case for Christ. And the prayers of his daughter and his daughter's church, and especially through the power of God's Spirit, Robert's heart was touched, moved, changed. All of a sudden, he just believed in Jesus. And life was no longer only about what Robert wanted, about what made Robert feel good. Robert wanted to know more and more about Jesus, and his life became about growing this relationship and living out of that relationship and how he treated others. The day he was baptized and Robert shared his story about how he came to know Jesus in two services, some 700 people, young and old and everyone in between, came pouring towards the platform because they too wanted to be baptized and know this Jesus. In 2007, Robert died. He died of a lung condition that he had suffered from for many years. But on this tombstone, you will find the words, "Believe in Jesus Christ." Perhaps surprising, when you consider who this former world-famous daredevil was, Robert Evil Knievel. And why those words, "Believe in Jesus Christ"? Because Robert had been humbled and awed by God's undeserved love for him. Why? Because God is with us. Emmanuel. Amen.